From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens more injured Wednesday after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building. A policeman was stabbed to death before an assailant was shot and killed. Police are describing it as a marauding terrorist attack. Mark Rowley, head of counterterrorism policing, said a massive investigation is underway.
We have hundreds of officers on this investigation, and they're focusing on the suspect's motivation, preparation, and his associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter Parliament, but was confronted by police. Rowley said security in the area has been increased.
As a precautionary measure, over the next few days, we've increased the number of officers on duty, armed and unarmed, to provide a highly visible, reassuring presence.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved. The United Kingdom's threat level has been raised.
The United Kingdom's threat level has been set at severe for some time, and this will not change.
Wednesday's attack, the deadliest in London since four British Islamists killed more than 50 commuters in suicide bombings in 2005. At least 25 people have died of starvation in the self-declared Republic of Somaliland as the Horn of Africa grapples with an increasingly severe drought. According to the UN, more than 50,000 children across Somaliland and Somalia face possible death by starvation. The International Committee of the Red Cross and Red Crescent regional official Dominic Stillhart said drought also impacts Yemen.
20 million people facing starvation is not something that we are dealing with every day.
He said there is a window of opportunity of about 3 months during which large amounts of aid must be distributed to counter the effects of both drought and conflict. This is VOA News.